This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello, I'm Jim Patton with this ABC 10 News update. Tonight, the public can weigh in on the rise of in-custody deaths within the San Diego County Sheriff's Office. Citizens Law Enforcement Review Board commissioned a study on custody death data over the last 10 years. Group compared our sheriff's department with other departments throughout the state. And they'll present their findings at a virtual town hall tonight, 5:30 p.m. Well, new from overnight, two people are dead after a car crash in Torrey Pines just before 11 last night. Police say a car carrying five people lost control, crashing through a guardrail on southbound Torrey Pines Road. Car flipped several times, landing on a beach below and ejecting two people not wearing seatbelts. And two unbelted passengers died. Three other victims were trapped and had to be rescued by firefighters, and they were taken to the hospital where the driver was evaluated for DUI. An urgent search is on for a missing San Diego woman after her family says they uncovered evidence she may have been the victim of a violent crime. 24-year-old Felicia Johnson was last seen 10 days ago at a nightclub in Houston, Texas. Private investigator located her phone less than 5 miles away at a park. Her father claims there was blood on the phone. Detectives in Houston are working to get surveillance footage from the nightclub, hoping it will show who Felicia may have left with. All right, right now, we're going to check on our weather picture today. Looking pretty good, Megan.
Yes, a beautiful day in store for us today. We will see more clouds as we head into the afternoon, but temperatures are coming down by anywhere from 5 to 15 degrees for the coast and inland neighborhoods. So that means 70s and 80s for most of the county, with 90s in the deserts. And temperatures continue to drop through Thursday. We'll actually also see some gusty winds target, especially the mountain and desert areas today, tomorrow, and into Thursday as two storm systems pass by to the north of us. Those storms will enhance our marine layer, so you will notice those thicker morning clouds starting tomorrow morning, more noticeable by Thursday morning, which will be the coolest day of the week. And then we're warming up again as we head into the weekend. Jim?
All righty, Megan, thank you very much. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, go to 10news.com or download our free 10 News app in your app store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Jim Patton.